Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our friend, producer, and engineer, Stephen the Man, Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am well. How are you, sir?
Good. So, you know, I was thinking about this before. Were you a fireworks kid when you were little?
I'm a fireworks kid. I'm a fireworks adult.
Even now.
You know, even now. You know, I like going local to the beach. They have it. The ballparks have it. So, you know, I leave it to professionals more now.
Good thinking. Good thinking. I was always scared of fireworks.
Really?
And, you know, because I think my parents said to me, you're going to lose your hand or something.
Yeah.
And I got I believed it, and I was scared to death. And I never went near
him. Oh, no. I was only, even when I went to school for theater and I did pyrotechnics in theater, I was,
No, I never.
It's fun.
Not for me. I appreciate them from a distance.
Yes.
Hardly appreciate them from a distance, though, to be honest with you.
You know what? And the professionals just have better stuff.
I'm just thinking large waste of money. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You know.
We could feed, like, poor families, you know, for months.
Right.
On the money that
well,
they
Well, that's true for most of our entertainment.
I don't want to be a wet towel. I don't want to be a wet towel. But what can I say? So, you know, it's 4th of July is coming up, and we're kind of looking at that point in the summer where this is really a great moment. We celebrate America. We celebrate the greatness of America. I'm reminded of what it says in the Bible, too, believe it or not. You know, those who have been given a lot will be expected of them. That's the story of America. We do a lot in America to help others, but we need to do more, obviously. And there's something about that that's a constant call that can be a pain in the neck to us, but that's part of our challenge as being great Americans, you know? So we're looking at America today. We're celebrating the great American dream, American heritage, and how faith and our country have always gone hand in hand. And now we have to work to keep it hand in hand because it's an important thing. One nation under God, such an important thing. We start off with David Bowie. This is called Young Americans.
Everywhere, not a miss left from the ghetto. Well, where would you carry your visa? of the young America.
You know, 4th of July does change a little bit as we grow older. I know when I was a kid, you know, the summer also seemed to go forever, right? It was an amazing thing. Like, you just started, it seemed to go on and on and on and on. You couldn't believe it, how long it went. Now it's just a few weeks in my mind, you know, and it's like over in a few weeks. So to kind of try to enjoy every minute of every second of it. There's a youthfulness, though, right, to our country, and there always has been. But I think a respect also for those who've gone before us, like for those who are older. And someone who's in the middle of that right now, you know, not really young, not really old, you know, there's something about recognizing both sides of the fence there that's kind of an important thing. There's something great about that, to see that, to celebrate what God has done in this country in the intergenerational work that we do together too. You know, we think about our school system, we think about our volunteer corps, we think about, you know, again, firefighters and police officers, different generations, but the generosity is just incredible, right? The outreach is just incredible. There's something really great about that. I think about our nurses, all of our doctors, you know, again, young and old, working together to make the country great, to make people great. It's about how we work together in this country. I think God wants us to work together, obviously, right? Wants us to be one, though many. And there's something about that mosaic that we form that's an important reality. So, yeah, we celebrate all the different components of America today and kind of thank God for those many different gifts that we all share together. Here's Genesis. This is called Land of Confusion.
Did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone.
Well, that would be like the motor vehicle, the land of confusion, or the IRS, the land of confusion. You know, it's a funny thing. Sometimes little things mess us up. Like all of this great, you know, technology we have in this world and in our country, right? It's incredible. And yet sometimes it can get a little confusing, right? I was talking to my dad the other day about auto pay. You know, before my mom passed away, it was interesting. She put all of the bills on auto pay, and he doesn't totally get the auto pay situation, you know, but he just knows he doesn't have to write checks. So he's like totally grateful about that. He has to write one every month. And he said, I don't know how I get away with it. I said, well, Dad, it's all coming out of your bank account anyway. He goes, yeah, but I don't know how I do it. So it's just kind of funny. In our land of confusion sometimes, you know, it's hard to figure this all out. One of the things I find, though, is like all of this technology isn't all bad news for a spiritual relationship. You know, there's something great about the way we can also communicate with God by using all the apps and all the technology we have. There's so many great websites out there, so many great apps out there that we really can kind of get closer to God with that. I find that's what's wonderful about me with the phone, like from my own life. You know, it's always with me. So I can always pray the rosary. I can always pray the breviary, the liturgy of the hours, the prayers that we pray every day, morning prayer, evening prayer, midday prayer, mid-afternoon prayer. All of those prayers we can pray because you just carry it around on your phone. And it might sound funny, but you don't need the big fat book with all the ribbons anymore. You know, the different color ribbons? No, you got it in the phone. It's a free app, you know. If you want it, go to iBreviary in the App Store. You get it for free. You can download the Bible for free. You can download the rosary for free. Kind of cool. Like, we can kind of use that stuff in this confusing world of technology to help us to grow in faith. So this kind of something amazing about that, really beautiful. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Running on Faith.
See you. our world would be right. Love comes over me and you. Yes, it would. Love comes over you. And when love
sometimes in our lives, what we can run on is faith. You know, sometimes it's not about empirical evidence, right? It's not black and white. And faith is never going to be black and white, right? A lot of people say, well, prove to me about God, or prove to me, you know, that there's heaven. Prove to me that we're forgiven for our sins. You know, faith is this tremendous gift in our lives. And I hate to say it, you sort of have it or you don't. Like, if people don't have faith, it's hard to kind of find it sometimes. Now and then there's that wake up and you do get it, which is a great gift. You know, people have this experience of conversion, right? That's a great, amazing thing. But, you know, for people who do have faith, like, we know these angles. We see these angles because, in a sense, you don't need the proof, right? I don't need the proof to know that there's a heaven, yet I know there's a heaven, you know? It's an amazing thing. And people might say, well, it's a great myth. You know, it's all a big joke. Well, I don't believe so, you know, because of the gift of faith in my life that's so true. So it kind of goes back to the very basic, as we look at America. Like, America was founded on faith. It was founded on God. It was part of everything we did. So faith is such an important component of the American journey, of the American story, that even in our own lives, the American story has to do with faith, you know? It has to do with us kind of trusting in God and recognizing God's with us on the best of days and on the worst of days. You know, think of 9/11. Who didn't say a prayer to God that day? You know, there's something about recognizing, yeah, we need God in our lives, and that's part of what makes America great, is that acknowledgement. It's not about some great leader, but it's about God in our lives. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is called Long Way From Home.
Want
There is no real feeling quite like that feeling of coming home. And hopefully when you go into a church, you kind of feel that. I feel that no matter where I go, like whatever church I'm in, like when I'm in a Catholic church, no matter where I'm in it, I kind of feel at home. I'm saying, well, you know what? This is another one of our branches. You know, it's like big bank, you know, this is another one of our branches. I kind of feel like very at home. I feel like, wow, this is great. This is a place of worship and a place where, you know, a community encounters their God and receives the sacraments. I belong here. You know, I kind of feel comfortable here. Maybe if you're on vacation, you know, you're visiting another place, but you're going to another church. It's an opportunity to pray with a different community. There's something really beautiful about that, to kind of recognize the universality of what God has given us in the gift of faith. You know, it's a lot bigger than we think, and there's something kind of cool about that. Here's Fleetwood Mac. This is called Don't Stop. I'm on Senior Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. And you know what? We're getting the barbecues ready. We're having ourselves a great week with 4th of July coming up. We're celebrating America, God's great gift in this country to us. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. You know, and that's part of the beauty of what this country is about. Ever developing, ever growing, ever changing. And you know what? Some for good, some for bad. But the beautiful gift of democracy is that somehow or another, we all have to work together, right? We have to figure out a way to always work together in the midst of everything. So if it's a political election, not just president, for anything that might be, you know, particularly difficult, we have to all accept and move on. We got to work together. And that's the great gift of what we're doing. Now, we don't compromise our values, no, but we recognize that there's a greatness to this country. There's a greatness to democracy. And God's mixed up in democracy. Isn't that amazing? Helping us to make good decisions, you know? Not that the decisions are made for us, but we have decisions we have to make every day. And I don't mean like, you know, a red light or a green light, but we have to make decisions about our attitude, about how we're going to treat other people, about how we care about people. All of that really adds up. And that creates a spirit, that creates a sense of nationalism, but it creates a spirituality that's so beautiful too. So we need that in our lives, you know, how those decisions affect us and make us the people we are. Hopefully we're making those good decisions every day. Here's REM, this is called Man on the Moon.
breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis too, baby? Are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up their sleeve, then nothing is cool. Moses went walking with the staff. Troubled by the horrible ass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Charles Darwin had the golden ass. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Yeah, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are you having fun? A little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the
when man landed on the moon. That's what they always say, you know? Something interesting. I was alive for that, by the way. I think it was 1969, right, Sheldon? It was the Mets, it was the Jets, and it was the man on the moon. I think that was all that year. It was a pretty exciting year. But what a great, like, moment that was for us all. You know, I remember sitting in front of the TV as a little kid, you know, nervous but excited, and seeing, you know, Neil Armstrong jump off of that limb. There was something great about that, you know, and to think that it was built on Long Island, where our show originates, too. That was a great moment of pride for this country, but also a great moment of pride for Long Island. Islanders, this is a great thing. You know, we have moments where that just happens, where there's a great sense of pride, right? There's been a lot of graduations in the last, you know, month or so, right? A great sense of pride, I hope, is in your heart for the people we know and even the people we don't know who've graduated from college and they're going to become, you know, citizens of this society, giving to this society. They've been in Newman clubs and they've celebrated their faith for years and now they're going to come back and do some great things, you know, in our communities. That's awesome. All the high school kids who graduated, the same kind of thing. I think we need to support those people and pray for them every day. Even if you don't know a graduate, pray for a graduate because that's a moment of finding, you know, a new level and hopefully they find and use the foundation that their parents gave them and that maybe their church gave them too to live that faith in their world, in their school, their next school, but also in this world and community that we're all called into. Something kind of important about that. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is called Born on the Bayou. We were teasing about this before we started taping tonight. You know, some of us are from the South, some of us are from the North. I'm on a website, usccb.org, which is the Bishops of the United States of America, United States Catholic Conference of Bishops. I'm on their website. Every Monday, I offer a little spiritual reflection. If you go there, you go to a video, and you can see me every Monday. I'm there. Pretty easy to find. But they call me Monsignor Monday, and sometimes I get asked to speak to a class. I was speaking to a class recently in Ohio, and the kids were asking me to say their name. And I said, well, why are you kids asking me to say your name? They said, because we love your New York accent. I said, what kind of accent do I have? I said, you people sound like you're from the country. You know, so we're kind of teasing each other. Something great about that, right? The many different varied backgrounds and all of the different parts of this country that make America great. We thank God for that, too, right? That's that great mixing together of people to make a beautiful, beautiful stew, if you will, you know, that makes up this country. We're grateful to God for that today, too. Here's Tom Petty, American Girl. So many different ways to be in this country, and there's something great about that, too, that God makes us with different gifts, right? And there's something great about celebrating the different gifts that are all around us. I know in my own life, you know, I'm blessed with a lot of people who are, you know, wonderful, wonderful faithful people. And yet everybody's different, right? No two are the same. I work with a crew of people that are fantastic, 55 or so people at the television network where I minister. And, you know, everybody has different gifts, but there's something great about recognizing those gifts. Do you see the power of the people that you work with? You see the gifts that kind of link together and complement each other? Do you see the gifts that are present in your church? You know, maybe it's time to get back to church and recognize that you're not alone when you go there. It's not like going to the movies. No, it's about being engaged and recognizing that we're called to use our gifts however we can to build up our world and also the world of people around us. It makes a big difference. Here's John Mellencamp. It's called Our Country.
I think are right, and I can stand beside the idea to stand and fight. I do believe there's a dream for everyone. This is our country. There's room enough here for science to live, and there's room enough here for religion to forgive and try to understand.
Fact that the word our is in that song, right? It's our country. You know, we share it. And it's not just my viewpoint. It's not just my house. It's not just my family. No, it's our America. And we recognize the power of that. And that's part of what 4th of July is about, right? To recognize the unity that we share. Though many, we are one. And there's something important about that, that one nation under God that we are. And we recognize that and we celebrate that this weekend. But we also recognize that God is with us, calling us to more. And we're not done. We have more to do. We have more work to do and recognize the power of, you know, coming together, but also building up this country and making it better and better, taking care of those in need, you know, helping those who are addicted. That's such an important reality, such important things for me. And, you know, to recognize that we have a long way to go yet. So, you know, we keep busy, we keep enjoying, we keep moving, though, and doing great work for other people. Here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Chimes of Freedom.
We're far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll. We ducked inside the door with thunder crashing as majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom crashing. Yeah, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on their unarmed road of flight, and for each and every underdog soldier in the night, we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Well, in the city's mounted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden here while the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the wild bells of lightning, yeah, tolling for the rebel, yeah, tolling for the tolling for the searching ones on this speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with two personal tale, and for each unharmful channel soul misplaced inside a jail, yeah, we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Trapped by no track of ours, fully hang suspended, as we listen one last time, and we're watched with one last look, spilled by and swallowed is the tolling ended. Yeah, tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe, where we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Oh,
Springsteen covering Bob Dylan, and the song Shall Don't Tells Me is 30 years old as our show. 30 years coming up in October. Can you believe it? 30 years we've been doing shows every 4th of July on America and playing songs about America, American Pie, and all those other ones. You know, there's something great about this country, and we recognize that today, right? No matter what the music is you like, no matter what the songs are you're listening to, if you love the great classic rock like we do around here, you know, there's something great. There are a million songs written about this country and recognizing the beauty of it and recognizing, you know, the people who make up this country. So take a moment today and say a prayer of thanksgiving to God for those people, the people who've gone before us, the people who come after us, and the people who are around right now, you know, and help them make the world a better place. And hopefully we can do that in the midst of our own faith. This is a country where faith can be exercised freely, give or take. There's something important about that. And we're called to recognize that, utilize that gift, you know, say a prayer today and ask God to help us to continue to grow to be the great country we are. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the great Roman Candle himself, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week and a blessed 4th of July, everybody, and don't forget, say a prayer.